This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Keith Minchie, Manager of Science and Environmental Issues for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Because of the court decision, EPA has had to develop a permitting system for pesticides, which is never done before, mainly because the Clean Water Act wasn't written with those intentions. But that's here nor there. They did come out with their draft on June 4th and have had a series of public meetings and were accepting written public comments up to July 19th.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The first thing that the council did was stated unequivocally that we strongly oppose the Sixth Circuit decision. We think it was a poor decision, and we also expressed our disappointment in EPA for failing to stand up to its own science. In order for a pesticide to be registered, it goes through a minimum of 120 scientific studies, which includes environmental fate, its impact on aquatic animals and plants. So when a pesticide is registered, all these things have already been taken into consideration. So from our perspective, requiring a Clean Water Act permit is just redundant regulation. It's only going to result in additional regulatory burdens and costs to applicators with no additional environmental protection. So we are strongly opposed to this whole process.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The only one right now that's going to affect farmers is for either weed or algae controls along or in irrigation canals or ditches. They will require permits. But other than that, EPA has stated that because of certain exemptions in the Clean Water Act, that production agriculture does not come under the permit. What EPA has been saying to this point is that these two exemptions under the Clean Water Act, one for irrigation return flow and the other for stormwater runoff, are already statutorily exempted from permitting. In addition to that, EPA has been saying that they will not consider spray drift. What we're asking EPA to do is, although they've made those two statements, we would like them to make a clearer statement that production agriculture is not, nor has the option, to come under this permit.
Cut four, coming in 3, 2, 1.
There's 44 states that EPA has authorized to do their own permits. The other states, whatever EPA puts out will be their permit, because EPA actually does the regulations in those states, which includes New Mexico and Oklahoma. The other 44 states have the authority to put out their own permits, so they're going to have to look at EPA's final draft, which they're proposing to release in December, take that draft, and develop their own state permits from that. Now, they can get more stringent, but they can't be less stringent than what EPA puts out as a template. So the remaining 44 states are going to have to develop within a matter of 3 months. They're going to have to come up with their own permits.